Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q2 FY23 earnings conference call of Central Bank of India, hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Raju from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you.
Yeah, thank you, Sushri. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, I welcome you all to the Central Bank of India's Q2 FY23 earnings call. I thank you, the management, for providing this opportunity to host a call. From the management side, today we have with us Mr. M.V. Rao, sir, CEO, Mr. Ashok Srivastava, Executive Director, Mr. Vivek Wahi, Executive Director, Mr. Rajiv Puri, Executive Director, and Mr. Mukul, Chief Financial Officer. So now, without further delay, I hand over the call to Mr. Rao, sir, for his opening remarks. Post which we will have a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, and good afternoon to all the participants. Before presenting the detailed performance figures, just I will give the key lights first, key highlights. Our total business now, it stands at 5.40 lakh crores, and CASA is at 50.99, that is almost 51% of the total deposits, and the gross advances stands at 1.97. From the previous September, it is a growth of 12.20%. RAM portfolio, it stands at 1.32 lakh crore with 13.37% growth. Coming to the profit loss side, operating profit, there is an increase of 20.97%. Now it has increased to 1,445 crores. Net profit, now it stands at 318 crores compared to the previous September 21, that is 250 crores. There is a growth of 27.20%. And interest income on advances has increased by 24.90%. Now it stands at 3,577 crores. NII, there is a growth of 24.52% and stands at 2,206 crores. Regarding the NIM, it stands at 3.44% now. Cost to income ratio, it is decreased from the previous 55.38 to 52.21. Slippage ratio, it is 0.54%. Earlier in September 21, it was 1.45. Credit cost, 2.59, which was there in September 21. Now it has come down to 2.21 in September 22. But if you remove the front-loaded aging provisions in September 22, credit cost will stand at 0.92%. Asset quality, gross NPA has reduced from 15.52% to 9.67, and net NPA 4.51 to 2.95. And the PCR stands at 89.20 and the CRAR at 13.56. And coming to the details of business figures, now the total business has grown with 5.47%, where advances have grown at 12.20 and deposits have grown at 4%. And the CD ratio stands at 57.64. Earlier in September 21, it was 52.29. Now it has grown 535 bips. And it stands at 57.64. And in the deposit mix, already I told you that CASA percentage stands at 50.99%. That is, total CASA deposits is 1.74 lakh crore. And time deposits is 1.67 lakh crores. And total deposits is 3.43 lakh crore. Total deposit growth, earlier I was saying four, it is 1.96% Y2Y growth. Credit performance, RAM has increased by 13.37%, where retail has grown 18%, now stands at 57,411 crores. Agriculture stands at 39,870 with 7.88% growth. MSME stands at 35,684 crores with 12.59% growth. Corporate, it stands at 64,057 with 9.86% growth. Total gross advances stands at 1,97,022 crores with 12.20% growth. Total credit RWA, that is risk-weighted assets, it is at 65.04%. Total risk-weighted assets is 1,28,138. So previously this credit RWA was 65.41. 37 bips have come down, 65.04 is the present figure. And coming to the loan book, that is well diversified. The way we are maintaining our balance in the credit book with the RAM and corporate, it continues to be with the balance of 65-35, and 1.33 lakh crores is in the RAM segment and 64,057 crores in the corporate book. So total is 1.97 lakh crores. In the retail segment also, major is dominated by the home loan segment with 34,141. That is 59% of the total retail advance. And auto loan is 3,155. Education is 3,408. Personal loan is 3,115. And the other retail loans are 13,500. So total, this retail segment is 29.14% of the total advance. And in agriculture, I already told you that stands at 39,870 and MSME 35,684. This is the total division of the advances portfolio. As far as the rated category is concerned, there is an increase in AAA category from earlier 10,222 crores to 18,251. AA has increased from 10,870 to 13,505. A-rated has increased from 4,585 to 6,915. So in the rated category, it has increased. Regarding the disbursements, in the retail, agriculture, MSME, when you compare with the September 21 and to September 22, total advances disbursements has increased to 14,536. In the previous September 21 for the half year, that disbursements were 7,162, almost disbursement were doubled. So now total disbursements happened during this off year is 14,536. And we have started one more stream, that is co-lending, that is going well. Now total outstanding stands at 3,362 crores. In the previous September, it was just 355. At that time, just we started this portfolio. Now almost 3,000 crores have increased in this portfolio. Regarding the mandated targets, bank has achieved all the mandated targets, whether it is the priority sector. Now it stands at 54.13 against the 40%. Agriculture advances stands at 22.45% against the 18%. Weaker sections, it stands at 17.48% against 11.50. And advances to small and marginal farmers, it stands at 11.85 of ANBC against the norm of 9.50. Regarding the financial performance, our total interest income, now it stands at 6,155, Y2Y growth is 12% and quarter-on-quarter growth is 11%, and total interest expenses, it is now stands at 3,408, that is Y2Y growth is 3.65. So when it comes to the NII, it stands at 2,747 with a growth rate of 24.52 Y2Y basis and quarter-to-quarter 28%. Total income stands at 7,065 with a growth of 8.24 Y2Y and 11% Q2 quarter-on-quarter. And operating profit, now it stands at 1,748 which is 20.97% increase on Y2Y and 43% increase on quarter-to-quarter basis. provisions, now it stands at 1,430. That is 21% growth from Y to Y and 45% from quarter on quarter. And net profit, that is 318 compared to the previous September of 250, there is an increase of 27% Y to Y basis. And likewise, our fee-based income is slight dip in that. Y to Y, there is a minus degrowth of 11.99%. It stands at 910 crores when compared with the 1,034 crores of the previous September. But with comparison of the June 22, it has increased 9.51%. Mainly, we have lost on the treasury side because of sale of investment earlier, which was 215 crores in September 21. It has come down to 31 crores in September 22. And coming to the provisions, in NPAs, we made 1,070 crores. That is 29.85% more compared to quarter on quarter. On year-to-year basis, 3.95 lesser. And I already told you saying about the credit cost. Much of the aging provision for the December and part of March quarter is also accounted for. And the standard assets provision stands as 162, income tax 305, total provisions is 1,430. And coming to the asset quality, regarding the SMA accounts, which was 9.53% of the total advances in September 21, now it has come down to 6.67%. Here we have included all types of advances. It is below 5 crores, above 5 crores, SMA 0, 1 and 2. So on the corporate side, above 5 crores, if you see, it is only 953 in September 22, total SMA, in which SMA 0 is 746. We do not find any type of stress. It is only a matter of few days within which these accounts get regularized. Only 169 crores is in the SMA 2. And likewise, up to 5 crores, it is 3,752 crores. So SMA accounts are also very much under control. And coming to the gross NPA, which was 14.84 in March and 15.52 in September 21, now it has come down to 9.67. Likewise, in net NPA, which was 4.51 in September 21, now it is below 3, now it stands at 2.95. Regarding the NPA movement, the opening balance was 28,156 and the slippages for this quarter is 886, where 777 is the slippages from PA to NPA and increase in the balance of existing NPA was 109, total 886. And wherein upgradation happened 499 crores, recovery it is 719 crores, regular write-off it is 82 and technical write-off 9,514 and total is 10,829 and gross NPA stands at 19,059, that is 9.67%. And regarding the sector-wise NPA, in the net NPA, retail it is 1.15, agriculture 6.99, MSME 4.02, corporate 1.44. So even within the retail sector, housing is 1.19, vehicle loan 1.03, education loan 3.66, other personal segment loans is 0.61. So regarding the capital ratios, now we are comfortably at 13.56 with CET1 of 11.62 and Tier 2 of 1.94 and the leverage ratio is 4.51. And regarding the coverage ratio, it is at 89.20 and NIM stands at 3.44 and slippage ratio is 0.54. And cost of deposits 3.89, yield on advances is 7.37. And NIM, I already told you, 3.44. Return on assets is 0.35. And return on equity is 1.31. Book value per share is 28.09. Credit cost is 2.21. When we take out the front-loading of the provisions, it will stand at 0.92. Cost-income ratio reduced from 55.38 to 52.21, and business per employee now stands at 17.13 crore. And coming to the investment portfolio, and previously also in my interaction, we used to say it is a well-protected. Even in the month of March, June, we never had any M2M losses. Now also we maintain the same track record. And just to share with you, in the AFS book, our modified duration stands at 1.55 and SLR 1.16. PV01 is 4.12 and SLR 2.43. So entire book is protected against the fluctuations what we foresee. And going forward, our guidance, what we have given previously, will continue to be there with the deposit growth of 8 to 10%. Advances growth slightly we have revised to 13 to 15% instead of 12 to 13%. Corporate credit 65-35 will continue to maintain with plus or minus 5% variations. NIM will be around 3. CASA we will try to maintain at 50%. Now we are at 51. And the gross NPA, earlier we used to say that we will be reducing below 9% for the March 23, but we could able to achieve below 10 in this half year itself. Going forward, there will be further reduction in the gross NPA. And net NPA, we have given 2.75. We will see that in the next quarter that we will be reaching this number. And cost to income ratio, definitely we will be bringing below 50%. This is from my side, and if anything is from your side, I'm happy to share the further information. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Sohail Halai from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations in terms of a good set of results and also coming out of the PCA. So I think so a lot of events. So heartiest congratulations to you, sir.
Thanks.
So in terms of the question is, basically there are a couple of questions. So once that you are out of the PCA, how do you look at basically in terms of your risk appetite and growth? I understand that you still continue to focus on RAM portfolio. But if you could just share whether there would be any change in the trajectory in terms of the business growth that we are pursuing, that is first one.
Okay. See, as far as coming out of PCA, we are not going to change our business model drastically. And we will continue to hold the same line, that is 65-35 with plus or minus 5%. So that is the combination in the credit book what we are we have planned, and we are sticking to the same thing. And as far as the risk appetite is concerned, we are more focused on picking up the capital light assets. If you see my RWA, which is still at 62%, 65% right now. So higher rated accounts and low risk weighted assets only we are preferring, because we have that pricing power. Because of the CASA, we are at 51%. So right at this moment, for this financial year, there is no change in our approach as far as the business is concerned.
Understood, sir. So second question relates to basically in terms of asset quality. We have seen a decline in slippages as well as your core credit costs, which you mentioned, excluding the one-off, had come down to 90 basis points. Just wanted to understand that we also have a significant amount of written-off pool. This quarter also we had a written-off around 9,500 crores. So sir, in your assessment for this year as well as next financial year, What is the kind of a credit cost that one should build? And are you looking at basically recovery from written off account? How do we build that? Are you seeing any large account that could get resolved during the quarter?
As far as the credit cost is concerned, our aim is to be below 1.25 always. That our efforts will continue to be on that front regarding the credit cost, maintaining the credit cost. And that is a floor level what we are saying. That is a sky level we are giving. But this time you have observed it is only 0.92. And going forward, our efforts will be the same direction and credit cost will continue to be below 1. That is one part. Coming to the return off, that is actually gold mine we are building up now. And this 9,000 crores is also fully provided. That's why we have taken the conscious decision of, writing off on technical front. This is the gold mine and whatever the amount we recover, that actually adds to my bottom line. And as far as any major accounts getting resolved, we are not foreseeing anything for this December quarter. Probably by March, some of the accounts may move to the NARCL. If it happens, that will add to my bottom line.
But sir, in any sense that you can give in terms of this recovery from write-off pool, what could be the recoverability, whether it would be a 10%, 15%, 20%? So any ballpark number that you have in mind that probably from this pool, this much could be recovered over the course of period?
No, for this March, I am not eyeing anything except if something comes out from the NARCL. From our efforts, we are foreseeing that almost 2 to 3% of recovery by September of next year. It is not in this financial year.
Understood. So last question from my side, if I actually look at your other income breakup as well, so there is one thing other receives, that is PFLC and others. We are basically in terms of have significant amount of priority sector lending. But the PSLC fees is going down. So any light on that, like what is happening? We understand that the premium has also gone down. If so, then why?
See, in the recent past, if you see the RBI circulars, they have enhanced the coverage of priority sector. The banks which were purchasing earlier, because of this flexibility in the priority sector definition, now they don't require that much, because of the enhancing the bucket of the priority sector. So even in that, we could able to sold 4,650 and almost 200 crores we could able to realize from that. Going forward, I don't think we are much more depending on this revenue stream as such on the PSLC. We also understand that much more activities and also raising the cap in the priority sector is pushing the rates down in the PSLC certificate sales.
So will our strategy change towards PSL because we will do less of PSL, something like that, priority sector lending? Because here even the credit cost would be higher.
No, it is not the lesser PSLC because of, enhancing the coverage. Even 100 crores portfolio also in some of the activities it comes under priority sector. There I am not having any limit for the charging the ROI.
Okay.
So there is not any hindrance for us in any way.
Understood, sir. Perfect. So if I have any other questions, I'll come back. And once again, sir, congratulations and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a question from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Ashcon Global Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for giving this opportunity. And congratulations to you, Rao Saab, and the entire team for the fantastic set of numbers in this quarter two. And also coming out finally, from the PSA framework, which will give you at least some liberty, some leverage, some flexibility, even though you are not changing your business model because of that. Sir, having said that, I've got a couple of observations and questions and compliments to you for maintaining very good NIM. But the concerns on the cost to income and the credit cost remains, which you have explained to some extent. I would like to have a little more details of it, that how would it come down. Why some specific questions are there, sir, that if you look at the sanction pipeline, in the corporate credit, you know, the sanctions and disbursement, if you see, as against 11,248 crore of sanctions, the disbursement is about 3,173 crores only. So only about, you know, 30% of the sanction. So whereas in other segments, it's not so. So what is holding on? I mean, is it that the corporates are not drawing the limits, or there is a issue with some documentation or procedure completion? So why is that the disbursement is so low as compared to the sanctions in this particular quarter? This is my first question. Second is, sir, in note number 13, the fraud amount in this quarter of 54 crores, out of which borrower fraud is around 47.48 crores, and the provision during the quarter of 2.3 crores, which means the bank holds full provision. So is it the full provision as per RBI norms, or is it a 100% provision?
It is a 100%.
No, I mean...
See, as per RBI, if any fraud is identified, that can be amortized for the next two or three quarters within that financial year.
Yeah.
That option we have not exercised there, because we have enough resources we have provided fully.
So the provision is only 2.3 crores, whereas the fraud is, during the quarter, is 54 crores. The note 13 says. Note number 13, if you read it out.
If an account where I am already holding 100% provision is identified as a fraud now, I need not do any provision, additional provision.
No, no, what I am saying, the wordings of that note, the fraud amount to 54.303 crores in this quarter.
Right.
What happens, na, sir, in this type of cases, these accounts were provided 100% even before declaring the account as fraud. Only in this quarter, after due process, bank would have declared it as a fraud. And it doesn't mean that we have not provided 100% for that.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Point well taken, sir. Yeah, this was a little confusing. So I thought we are saying 100% full provision and anyway. So,
it appears only 2.2 crores, yeah.
Yeah, 2.3 crores only. There is a pressure on the agriculture credit. I mean, as we read in the newspaper and in the, you know, like as we talk and the news are there, our agri portfolio is 39,870 crores, whereas the provision is around 6.7 or something. Do you see a pressure coming forward for more provisions in, excuse me, in the agri portfolio?
No, sir. We don't foresee much pressure as far as the asset quality is concerned. Because the total NPA, net NPA stands at around 6.6%. And that is well within our control. And here also, sir, agriculture, nowadays it is not that the old system of only that KCC, what we call crop loan.
Yes.
And in many of the states, you know, when any nearing to the election or something is coming, people stop, you know, repayment. That type of risk we are slowly getting eliminated in terms of increasing the agriculture portfolio into the investment category.
Okay.
Agriculture investment, it is the FPOs or processing industries like that. So the original risk what we used to have is no more, much more predominant in our books right now.
All right, sir. Sir, one is on treasury. Our treasury so far is managed very well. I mean, we don't see, excuse me. Yeah. But sir, going forward now, where do we stand, sir? Because now again, the interest rates are still, there is a scope of hardening because the inflation is not coming under control. So where do you see, I mean, in the next two quarters, will we be able to manage without any major mark-to-market or investment loss in the investment book, sir?
Yeah, yeah. That is there. Full details our Vivek Wahi will give. Yeah.
Viraji, actually, see, your question on hardening of yields is right to an extent, because we are also having a view that yields will rise in further rise maybe in next 3 to 6 months before at least stabilizing, if not coming down. But you see, our SLR modified duration of SLR portfolio is just 1.16. So we have a very healthy modified duration here. And our PV01 in our SLR portfolio is also just 2.43. So going forward, if yields even touch to the level of even 775, we do not foresee any major MTM. And even for your information, in September quarter also, we had in fact a reversal of more than 100 crores of provision. So we do not foresee any major hits.
All right, sir. My last question in this round, sir, is on the investment in the debentures and the bonds of 33,898 crores. Sir, how much is the major percentage, I think, must be in the well-secured and government bonds? But is there any investment in these bonds and debentures which are below AA?
Sir, majorly our core treasury investment pertains presently to only AAA government PSUs or even some marquee AAA issuers. Whereas if you see the number, majority of it pertains to the bonds transferred to from credit restructuring. So there we do not foresee any further depreciation sort of thing. So that portfolio is very limited. So I don't see our treasury investment is purely in AAA, and all those AA and A's which we had done in COVID for those TLTRO or LTRO, they are all over. So now the investment remains only in AAA, and most of them are in PSUs instead marquee AAA companies, maybe the names of HDFC sort of thing. That's all.
Okay, sir. Great, sir. Thank you, and all the best. And I'll come back. I have a couple of other questions, but if time permits, I'll come back. Thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to participants to press star and 1 to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Prabal from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Congrats on the good numbers. Sir, I want to get your sense on the growth in the deposits. So across all the banks and the system, we are seeing deposit growth slowing down. Even for us, the deposit growth has slowed down. What is the reason behind this?
Sir, as far as our bank is concerned, since our CD ratio in the previous year was 52%, we never focused more on increasing my liability portfolio. That's why if you see the differential rates of term deposits, ours is one of the lowest rate of interest on the term deposits. That's why that growth is almost negative in the term deposits. As far as the CASA is concerned in SB and current, there is a growth. And this time also, now we have reached a 57.64% CD ratio. And we have enough resources, enough lendable resources. But to be in the market, in the previous ALCO meeting, we have studied other banks' deposit rates. And to protect our turf on the deposit side, we have also enhanced our rate of interest in certain buckets.
Right. So you believe that despite having, not only for us, so you know many PSU banks and even us, we have quite a good cushion on the buffer side with respect to credit to deposit. But just to prevent the market share in an environment where deposit not coming so easy, we are going to raise rates across buckets.
No, that's why in some of the buckets we have increased. See, if you see my reach, that is the network, we have 69% of my network is in the rural and semi-urban, where in most of in these areas, this is agnostic to the rate of interest. That we will continue to hold on to the deposits there. Even then, because of other players are increasing, that's what I told you, to protect our own turf, we have increased the rate of interest in certain buckets after doing the analysis and whatever the data we have and historical, runoff in the different periods that we have taken into account and enhances the rate of interest. Mm-hmm. That we will continue to hold the percentage.
Very clear. So on the corporate side, so the growth that is coming here, is it more of the utilization of previous sanction limits, or is it the new demand which is driving this one?
See, in the corporate side, majority in between is on the infrastructure and specifically on the road side. There, you know, disbursements are, you know, that is distributed over a period of 370 to 400 days. So immediate pickup will not be there. That sanctions will be there, and that drawal will be as per the progress. So it's not that unutilized limits, but it is only the drawals that has to happen during the course of time.
Okay, so specifically my question was, is it getting driven by working capital?
No, the voice is getting,
Is it better now? Hello?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Sir, actually my question was that, is the demand because of the work capital, or is it the term demand that you have seen? If you have to attribute some number.
It's not that only on the working capital side or on the term loan side. But specifically, if you see that, I can put the figure of 60-40, 60 on the working capital side and 40 on the term loan side.
Understood. And from your experience, you have to put a similar number, let's say, a few years back, then what would this ratio have been?
No, I didn't get it. Yeah, what is that?
2 years back, a year ratio. Right? Term loan versus working capital.
That would be term loan, maybe negligible.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have our next question from the line of Sumer Sushil Choksi from Indus Equity Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, good afternoon, yes.
Good afternoon. So my commutations on your results and the good set of numbers, as you know, coming out of the PCA. So I had a few questions, sir. Firstly, given that we are out of PCA now, what would be our strategy for undertaking branch expansion? Would we be more aggressive in opening more branches now?
Sir, branch expansion, for the physical branch expansion, we are not gung-ho on that. And wherever little things that are required by the government, that is only, may not be more than 5 to 10 in a year, that we have to open. But as far as the network is concerned, because we have already embarked on the digital journey and already we are in the process of bringing many more products on the digital line, further, since we have enhanced our BC reach, earlier it was used to be 3,800, now we have 12,000. Now we will be moving up to 15,000 as far as the BCs are concerned. So my customer touch points are moving up, and the services which are being offered through BC outlet, we have enhanced from the earlier 8 to 9 services to the 38 services. So we don't foresee that presence of a branch, a physical branch is required, but banking services will be made available, and we have the reach and also connect. And the way we have tying up with the partners like in co-lending and other tie-ups, that is going to help us. We are not going to increase the physical branch network.
Understood, sir. Sir, in your presentation which you provided on slide 16, if we see, your unrated book has increased by 61% roughly year on year to close to 4,000 crores. So can you shed some light on the quality of borrowers in this portfolio?
See, unrated, if you correlate with the previous line of BB and below, what happened in this bank earlier, it was 5 crores was the limit, over and above, each account has to be rated. When we have studied the other banks, some of the banks up to 50, they are not insisting for the rating. Majority of the banks, they have put the, you know, threshold level of 25 crores and above for the rating. In that scenario, what we have seen is good accounts having the more than 100% collateral coverage and time-tested parties were moving away just because we are insisting for the rating. Yeah, it is a, for them, you know, it is a cost also. So we have also increased our cap, you know, from 5 to 25. That's why many of these accounts have moved to the unrated category.
Understood, sir. Sir, and, you know, our co-lending book has seen some very robust growth. So, you know, if you look at it in terms of this financial year end, where could you see the numbers in terms of the book size ramping up to, purely on co-lending?
On co-lending, we are aiming around 7,500 crores. That is the minimum floor we have kept for the 23 March.
Got it, sir. And so, you know, if we see what many other players in the banking industry are looking to do, they're cementing partnerships with a lot of fintech players, you know, to grow businesses in a mutually beneficial manner. These entities at times tend to, you know, have expertise in terms of customer acquisition. So are we looking to leverage this and enter into any partnerships as much?
Yeah, that is happening from our side. That is happening.
Understood, sir. And, sir, you know, so just an, as an add-on on this, if you could shed some light on that, would we be looking to, you know, use these guys to source customers for ourselves and once we acquire them, provide further value-added products? Is this something we're looking at as a strategy?
Yeah, that we are looking at. And then in already we have started with a nimble-footedness. And then we are evaluating so that we are also getting the experience in handling these partners and also ultimate customers. These things are already started at our end. And once we get confidence in that, we will move aggressively.
Understood, sir. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Sushil Choksi from Indus Equity Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations on the performance.
Thank you.
Specific note for stable CASA and treasury performance too. Sir, now we have re-energized ourselves coming out of all the hurdles. And with the core strength of CASA and the reach which we have developed over the years, where do we see the outlook accelerating from here? I am not seeking only numbers from a performance point. If I take a 12 to 18 month outlook, where do we figure in the stack where we, if a corporate or consumer or multiple digital or whatever is required?
This is a very big canvas, you know, painting you are asking. But let me give you some glimpses of the big picture what we have. The co-lending, partnerships, collaborations, fintech, the area what we started in the previous year. Now we are moving aggressively and probably in the total credit book of 2 lakh crore credit book, in the similar percentage we are eyeing not less than 10% from these lines for this next 18 months. And then, you know, sourcing of the businesses and acquisition of the customers, it is main stay will be through the brick and mortar channels because we have lots of presence in rural and semi-urban. But for the urban and metro, with the differentiated customer acquisition, we will be moving on to the digital channels. This is the broad way of only putting the things, how customers will be acquired. And as far as the businesses are concerned, we have the traditional businesses that we will continue to leverage. And then new businesses, anyhow, we have opened up one more vertical in the bank where general manager is heading that emerging businesses that he will be handling and that will be expanding further. But to put the numbers, you know, that will be very naive and also, you know, very difficult at this moment.
Sir, my next question was, you know, where we stand today, where our MCLR is concerned, housing market led by Mr. Puri and the retail team or MSME LAP loans, how do we foresee ourselves that we grow faster than the industry to capture the market share because of our strength in CASA and our MCLR rates are concerned?
See, that is very much evident from our this figures also what we have provided, na sir. This Y2Y growth in housing is 22% for me. So this is precisely because of you know, the aggressiveness what we have on the housing portfolio. Likewise, you know, the portfolios where we see that, you know, we have to move fast, always we leverage with our pricing.
Sir, I understand that we have grown and we are doing far better than many of our competitive peers or many others. But enablers, because this is a very sensitive market and the market can sense that central bank can do a better efficient job than where we stand from the past. So enabling those kind of prevailing situations which are in our favor, can we accelerate or can we sense that in second half or time to come, our growth will be much ahead of what is visible as of today? That's not my question.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's why I have, you know, changed my forecast of credit growth. Earlier, we used to say 10 to 12%. Now, we have given 13 to 15% for this half year.
For maintaining 35-65.
Okay. And second thing, do we sense that housing can, similar way, SME LAP, which many of these NBFCs are doing, borrowing from us and lending, or maybe consumer loans where average ticket is a little reasonable today, those kind of loans also we will be able to do because we are also taking digital initiatives?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are very much on the track. That's why there is an increase in that portfolio. But as far as the unsecured loans are concerned, we are not moving with any aggressiveness, and we have not opened up on the unsecured portfolio. On the secured, with the mortgages, whether it is SME or any business loan backed by the mortgages, that we are moving fast.
Yeah, but these loans would be originated by a bank, or this is under the co-lending model?
On both the sides. On co-lending also we are pursuing, and then bank on its own network also we are getting the business.
But is it possible that co-lending is a part-time partnership where we may be doing 80, 20, 70, 30, but our own branches, footfall and connectivity with so many customers who bank with us, but their borrowings are with some other banks. So that kind of gold mining would lead to a much better with our captive customers possibly?
Exactly. That also through business analytics, we are already moving on to that. That database is also ready with us, and we are getting good results also on this.
And I heard Mr. Vahi's comment that we would do well for time to come with 7.75 on a 10-year GSEC too. Does it mean that we are churning and earning in current volatility of the market even today in the treasury?
Yes, sir. Choksiji, there is a churning in the rising yield scenario. Churning does not have much scope. Only thing is that we want to, we may build some duration gradually. But as you see, our PV01 SLR is just 2.43. And our SLR AFS book is, the book which is really affected is hardly around 10,000 crore. So, that way we are protected. It means even if there is a jump of around 30-40 basis points in the yield, our maximum hit would not be even cross 50 crore. So that would not be a sum of worry for us.
So, your experience is rewarding the bank, but can we take an extra mileage for profitability even in this circumstances? That was my question.
We, for the time being, we are cautious because it is a rising yield scenario. We don't want to build duration. But going forward, for interest income, we are trying to manage and putting in some long yielding papers. That's all.
And one more lucrative opportunity that was explored is placements.
That
is yielding very good return on that. Even to the extent of, 7.8 to 7.9, around 8 also we are getting in that.
Yes. Can you elaborate a bit on that?
Sir, we have surplus rupee funds, and what we do is we do it buy sell swap with these rupee funds, which is on back to back, and then by buying dollars, we place those dollars to needy our Indian banks, India based banks abroad who need dollar funds for their funding. So that this buy sell premium plus the interest on deposits, that total yield, as MD sir is saying, that sometimes we even get to the extent of 8. And all these swaps are ranging from 3 to 9 months and or maximum 1 year. So that gives us a very decent income, and very few banks in the industry are doing it, because you have to be surplus on the rupee side, and you need to have lines with your overseas names. So,
right. So what about Indo Zambia and Centrum Finance?
No, sir. Centrum Finance is a domestic subsidiary.
No. What is the outlook on that now?
Centrum Finance outlook is we have fixed some decent numbers.
See, what we have done in Centrum Finance is that we have given a very aggressive target at this time because of the low base. We have gone in for the expansion of the branch network. We have gone in for the upgradation of technology. Therefore, the way forward, even for Cent Bank, also looks very good.
Okay. And Indo Zambia continues to be a good earning asset. Our investment remains is very old. It remains same, and we get a decent dividend every year. So that is a good earning asset investment.
Okay. Well, congratulations to the team Central Bank of India and best wishes.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have a next question from the line of Nimish Maheshwari from RSPN Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
Congratulations on good set of numbers. And I have two questions. First is write-off during this quarter is 9,500 crore technical write-off. What this include and how much recovery we expect moving on? And another question is provision increased in this quarter. So can you little bit explain, in the upcoming scenario, what will be the trajectory in the provisioning?
See, as far as the write-off is concerned, all these accounts were provided with 100%. Only those accounts were picked up and we have gone for the technical write-off. As far as the recovery from in these technical written-off accounts, we don't foresee much recovery in this financial year. If at all, if it comes, it is only adding to the bottom line, that's all. That is one part. Second, coming to the provisions is already what I explained regarding the credit cost part, where front-loading of aging provisions for the December quarter and part of March is also accounted for in our books for the September. This is how this provisions, the number is. Any specific thing you want here?
So that will moderate in the upcoming quarters.
Exactly. That's what is going to happen.
We want to avoid the spikes which we sometimes get due to aging provision. Yeah? So in order to insulate.
It will be mostly below 1,000 crore.
It is more than that. More than that we have accounted for.
Yeah, in this quarter we accounted 1430 crore and we are expecting less than 1000 crore in the upcoming quarters.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. As there are no more questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Raju from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir, for your detailed insights and giving us this opportunity to host a call. Once again, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much from our side.
Yeah.
and we all wish you a very happy Deepavali to you and your team.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.